From Washington, this is VOA News. Global oil prices fall further after OPEC decides not to cut production. And Taliban militant attacks shake the Afghan capital. I'm Michael Lippin. The OPEC cartel has decided to keep oil production levels steady despite a huge oversupply of energy on the global market. The move triggered a further decline in crude oil prices to their lowest levels in 4 years. Some poorer members of the 12-nation cartel had called for cutting production in order to boost oil prices. But those appeals were rejected by Saudi Arabia and other wealthy cartel members that have been able to withstand the weak oil prices. OPEC spokesman Hassan Hamid announced the cartel's production decision after oil ministers from the member states met in Vienna on Thursday.
In the interest of restoring market equilibrium, the conference decided to maintain the production level of 30 million barrels a day as was agreed in December 2011.
Oil prices have plunged about 30% since June. Witnesses in Kabul say militants have set off an explosion and fired weapons in the Afghan capital's embassy district. Details of Thursday evening's attack were not immediately clear. But it came hours after a British embassy vehicle was hit by a suicide car bomb, killing a British security guard, an Afghan member of the embassy staff, and 3 others. The Taliban militant group claimed responsibility for that attack, as well as the explosion and gunfire that shook the diplomatic area of Kabul late Thursday. Local officials said the evening blast wounded at least 33 people, most of them Afghan civilians. You're listening to VOA News. Reports from Nigeria say a bomb has exploded on a busy road in the country's northeast, killing more than 30 people. The blast happened on Thursday at the Mararaba-Mubi Junction in Nigeria's Adamawa State. Adamawa is one of the states where the Nigerian government has been battling Islamist militant group Boko Haram. The militants seized the local town of Mubi last month as part of their campaign to create a strict Islamic state in northeast Nigeria. The army has since retaken that town. The streets of the Midwestern U.S. town of Ferguson, Missouri, were calmer on Thursday after several nights of unrest. Rioting had erupted on Monday as many residents of the mostly black community protested a grand jury's decision not to prosecute a white policeman for the fatal shooting of an unarmed black teenager in August. The officer has said he opened fire in self-defense when the 18-year-old shoplifting suspect grabbed his gun and charged at him. VOA's Carolyn Persutti has more.
Snow covered the streets of Ferguson, Missouri, rather than protesters Thursday, giving the city a much-needed quiet. The Missouri National Guard stood at the police station with no confrontations. On this Thanksgiving Day, many in Ferguson were at church. Gone are the crowds that looted businesses and torched cars Monday night. That's when the St. Louis County prosecutor announced that a white police officer would face no charges in the shooting death of 18-year-old Michael Brown. But around the country, there were scattered protests and scattered opinions.
When we take to the streets, that's when they listen.
I don't know what point they're proving or what they're doing. I think they're more wasting their own time and our time.
A block from the traditional Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade, marchers in New York City. Some arrests for pushing through barricades to disrupt the parade. As the protests diminish, the cleanup accelerates in Ferguson. Residents hoping to heal the city's divide.
That was VOA's Carolyn Persutti. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei says he supports a move to extend nuclear negotiations with 6 world powers. In a speech broadcast on state television on Thursday, Khamenei said he does not oppose the 7-month extension for the same reason that he has not opposed the talks up to now. He said the United States has the most to lose if the negotiations fail. And Syrian warplanes have carried out more airstrikes on Raqqa, the main Syrian city held by the Islamic State group. This is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin.
That's the latest world news from VOA.